Just get all the meanness and the superstitions and all the unbelief out of you. And every time you move out a little unbelief, God steps right and takes over. Move out unbelief. He told Joshua, everywhere the soldier your foot has set, that I give to you. And tonight, as we enter into the kingdom, God's kingdom, taking out all the Philistine unbelievers and all the Amorites and the Amalekites and whatever more, throw it out of us like that, we take possession.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. Say, days of miracles is past. You Amorite, get out of me. Took over. There's no such a thing as seeing visions. Get out of here, you Amalekite. I'm coming over. There you are, you're pressing out. From that little button, it's taking over the fibers of you, spreading out, God working through you, in you, around you. No wonder Elijah laid his body up on that dead baby and it come to life. It was God in that man. God had took over. He was anointed. Jesus said He was. Every prophet of God in the Old Testament was anointed with the Holy Ghost. They were. Then they were lesser lights. He was the fullness of God being Messiah. They was Messiahettes then, smaller Messiahs. For they were anointed with the same Spirit that He was anointed with, only He had it in the fullness. And every man today that's received the true baptism of the Holy Ghost is anointed with the same Spirit that Jesus of Nazareth was that went about doing good and healing the sick. Oh, my. That makes me feel good. To know that He lives today.